Who else thinks that when he talks about the lullaby, that kid he is talking about is most probably dead now, and along with the mother, call me weird, but I find that fucked up.
Well, how old is his son then? Because that doesn't even make sense if he's going to be talking about a kid who out...
You! Are listening to The Obscure Gentlemen, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to filtering pop culture through the eyes and the ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and I'm joined by, you want to say who you are?
I'm Alex Mitchell, your co-host ghost. Most.
The co-host ghost at the post.
Eating toast.
And a roast. This is our, the beginning of the, this is the
penultimate.
This is Halloween week.
Yeah.
The best way to put it. This is Halloween week, and with that comes spookiness. I mean, this whole month has been spectacular.
Yeah, but I mean, this is...
But we're not going to call it a spectacular.
No, we are not.
We're definitely not going to call it a spectacular.
No. I don't know why we would.
But
yeah, this is Halloween month.
Yeah.
Well, this is the week of Halloween, so...
Yeah, so...
I got my costume ready.
So, we're going to deliver what we can
in
the 2 days we have left. We have a movie for you on Wednesday that we're going to go over, so we'll see how that turns out.
All right.
So, we have a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. Feel free to pledge as little or as much as you want. It'll help both the podcast and the webcomic. Also, the podcast itself, please subscribe to it. Write a review.
Share.
Hit the heart icon. We still don't know what that's for. If one of you will one day tell us, because
we're in the dark.
We're too lazy to Google what that actually means because we're busy finding you comments.
Yeah.
So let us know what that is. Tell your friends.
Yeah. Tell your family.
Do not tell your coworkers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't like them.
Don't tell your coworkers. You can tell your boss. Just don't tell your coworkers. Yes. Yeah.
Your boss will let your coworkers know if they are, if they should listen.
And he'll appreciate it because it's like, oh, okay, let me in on the inside track or something like that.
He's part of the team now.
True.
Synergy. Come on.
So I guess let's just start this off. So, Antonio, take it away. For reals this time.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive!
All right.
That was spooky.
Okay, so it's Halloween week. A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of parties going on. This October has been different because you haven't heard about a lot of parties happening throughout the week.
No.
Throughout the other weekends, because Halloween actually lands on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rare, it seems like. I don't remember the last time a Halloween actually landed on a Saturday. And so now it seems like people are actually free up to have an actual Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of rare.
Yeah, because, like, every time we've been, like, trying to figure out something to do, it's always... my least favorite thing as a kid would be, Halloween's on a Tuesday night. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, Halloween parties are, like... And everyone's got to, like... Because I know a few people who were throwing some last week.
Yeah.
And because I guess they couldn't have it on proper Halloween or the day before. Which is kind of weird, but whatever. I do know some people throwing...
There's a lot less, though, this year that I've noticed.
But why is that?
Because it's Halloween's actually on a Saturday. Because normally when people throw their Halloween parties early, it's because, say, Halloween's on a Tuesday. It's like, well, let's just throw it on, like, a Saturday before or something like that. This year, there's no need to do that. So, I mean, it feels like there's an actual buildup of anticipation for a lot of people for, Halloween's actually, like, on a free day. It's a non-work day for most people, so I mean that's pretty cool. So and we're also going to be getting this week a lot of Halloween specials are going to start airing. A lot of television shows have their Halloween episodes.
A lot of cool stuff on Netflix is showing up. I'm just joking. It's not.
Yeah, Netflix. Ever since they made that, they didn't make a deal with Hulu. Hulu made a deal with I think it was Epix, which Epix has a lot of rights to a lot of movies, and
yeah.
Now they're all the good movies, and I wouldn't say all the good movies. I'd say a lot of movies. A lot of the movies are now on Hulu and Netflix, because Netflix is they're mainly focusing on original content.
Yeah, and not to fault
it's
them.
It's not
that,
a bad thing.
Yeah,
but also
a lot of their original content
at the same
is worth
time,
watching.
It's like people go to Netflix for like
for old things that they
yeah.
like,
but
to,
that's
or
what,
new
yeah.
films that they.
So,
haven't
anyways,
seen.
Yeah, this week you're gonna see a lot of. A lot of people last minute costume shopping.
Yeah.
A lot of last minute.
I'm doing that.
Yeah. A lot of last minute candy buying.
I feel like people think that it's like, well, if I wait till the end of Halloween, like towards the very end, it'll be the cheapest.
Everyone does that. Everyone buys and, candy the last minute.
And people don't realize that candy, Halloween candy's cheap after Halloween.
Yeah. They also the last week of Halloween is when they hike up the candy prices.
Yeah.
And so you get those big, giant variety bags, and it's like, it's cheaper, but it's like, it's not really.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got the 526 piece from Costco
and
or something.
And then you're left over with a bunch of candy. But anyways. So, I mean, let's just move on into it. Let's get this this spook train going. The spooky train.
Yeah.
The train of bones.
There you go.
Yeah. So
words.
There's a band, and this is related to something that's going to be happening on Friday, actually.
Okay.
There's a band named Ghost.
Yeah.
You're aware of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a contemporary metal band. Some don't consider them metal, but they're essentially in the family of metal. They're a Swedish metal band, and their music deals a lot with Satan, Lucifer, and like. But in a sort of throwback 70s sort of fashion, where it's tongue in cheek, but done in a way where it seems like
it's not cheesy tongue in cheek.
It's a little, but they're being authentic to where it's like this is pretend. It's almost like it's almost
a show.
It's like this is the Omen in band form.
Okay, because
it's like
I like that.
Or The Exorcist, where no one believed this stuff was really happening. Like no one really worshipped Satan on that movie, but it was like. You know, this is part of the act. This is part of the show.
Yeah.
And it's all in good fun. A lot of their songs deal with almost, it seems like an alternate history where the Antichrist was born and the world is now governed by the Antichrist and Lucifer.
Yeah.
Also some of their albums just do deal with like the witch trials and stuff like that, the persecutions of things like that, but always Satan's always in the background. That's the main thing of their band. So they've become very popular recently. They recently released an album.
Why is that? I mean,
they've
just it's the right.
Well, it's a mixture of their music and their stage act. It's their stage act because you have okay. So their lead singer is Papa Emeritus.
Yeah.
And he's
he looks cool. I love his gimmick.
He's
like,
this dude who dresses like an evil pope.
Yeah.
With a skull mask makeup thing.
Yeah.
There's been three. It's all the same singer, but every time there's a new album, he retires the previous Papa Emeritus, and there's a new one. So now we're on Papa Emeritus the Third.
You know, actually, that's kind of cool. That like, cause
it builds like a legacy sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's
and you, it allows you to change it up a little.
Yeah. And then you have all the musicians who are the Nameless Ghouls, and no one knows who the musicians are. Like, you don't even know people know who Papa Emeritus really is. You play along with it, but no one actually knows who the Nameless Ghouls are. And they're
that's weird.
The other band members they wear masks. I mean, Dave Grohl admitted to once. Performing with them.
Oh, so you can have different performers on.
Yeah, that's something they've confirmed is like every now and then they will have like a famous person, a famous musician.
Oh, cool.
Step into the role. So, but yeah, it's all in good fun, and they've become kind of popular recently.
Yeah.
With their release,
I saw a dude wearing a Ghost shirt. I was at Round 1 the other day.
With their release of their newest album Meliora, it actually did quite well on the charts. And some of their songs are actually getting airplay. This is their first album where they're not outright saying the name Satan. It's because the concept of the album is that the devil and all that stuff is already taken over, so it's like you kind of don't need to even say it anymore.
Yeah.
They say words like him or his majesty, things like that. But yeah, it's they've become kind of popular. They're becoming known, and they're going to be appearing this Friday on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So they're going to be appearing on this huge mainstream thing that millions of people are going to watch.
See, that's a big deal, I think.
Well, this is the hugest like push they've ever gotten.
Yeah,
and it's for the Halloween special, and it's gonna be goofy. It's gonna be silly. It's gonna be good fun. I mean, it's Stephen Colbert, and it's the Late Show.
Who reached out for? Did he do that for them, or did they?
How I understand it works is he usually is the like it'll be him like people will there'll be offers made but it's usually him who decides who goes on the show.
Oh wow, cool!
And as long as the network approves, so the network approved obviously.
That's even crazier though.
Yeah.
That's so happening,
and what's interesting is like we're gonna have this quote unquote satanic band, singing to a huge audience on Halloween though.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm guessing that audience will be different demographics all around. Yeah.
Colbert's main demographic right now, it seems like, is...
Is it younger people? Or,
yeah. Right. Younger people are now watching CBS, so it's like 18 to 35, I think.
All right.
That's that young demographic. So, but then, of course, there are older people who watch CBS, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see the aftermath of this.
Oh, yeah. The comments for that will be...
Oh, no. There are comments already.
Oh.
Which is what we're about to go into.
All right.
So,
I can't wait till after, though.
There was not, like, a massive backlash, so when I found... I had to go to, like...
Well, I mean, I don't want to knock the band Ghost, because I do...
Yeah.
The little bit I've listened to, I've liked, but to me, they're not huge, so it's
oh,
not,
no,
they're not a big name at
but
the
they're
moment.
Becoming big.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't a massive, like, because, again, this thing wasn't, like, promoted that heavily right now, at least. I mean, I imagine during this week, they're going to promote it more. And we might start seeing more things, but it was announced very quietly on Ghost's page. A bunch of metal magazines started picking it up, but then random various like Christian, Catholic, and those pages started to say like Satanist Stephen Colbert is Stephen Colbert, agent of Satan, and so right. I had to dig deep to find these things because it's like. There really wasn't anything yet, but I imagine after, like you're saying, after there's probably going to be some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, people complain about Halloween enough as it is, so.
It's so weird.
I guess just to go into it, let's see what these people are saying about Ghost playing on the Late Show. So Bridget says, obviously they have the right, in quotes, they have the right to do this, but obviously. The purpose is to counter God's will. I find this very offensive, but I serve a holy God who is greater than a demonic band.
It's amazing to me that people think that these bands have, like, this strength and power. Like, I want to know, like, what are these bands doing? They're like murdering goats and, like, gathering energy from
them. They're going to convert all the children to Satan.
Good God. How can we stop these men?
So Janice says, it's sad that liberals like Stephen Colbert have and are continuing to destroy America. Lord help this country.
This is my favorite thing, is that liberals in their spare time open the Satanic Bible and furiously.
I think what's funnier is the whole notion of, and the whole... destroy America thing, which you see everywhere.
Yeah.
This is the destruction. It's like...
Everything's destroyed America
right
now.
So it's not poverty.
No.
It's not the wage gap. It's not inequality. It's not all the people being murdered for the color of their skin. It's none of that. It's a band playing on TV.
For like not even more than like 10 minutes on your
ass. Yeah. That's what's destroying America.
Okay.
You know, it's not the oppression that Americans face every day. No. So, Richard says, Ghost of what? Taking the Holy Ghost in vain?
Oh, God.
There is only one ghost, and he is the Father. Shame on Colbert.
If you said, there is only one ghost, and he is a friendly ghost, and his name is Casper, that would have validated...
I wish there was
That Casper. Would have validated the comment completely.
I wish there was Casper comments. Yeah, I did see a few people taking issue with the name Ghost. Like,
what's
it supposed to be a ghost of?
You know, when you initially told me about this band, Ghost. I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's a very simple name.
It is a take
on... Because I'm expecting, like, you know, like Blood Sabbath or something.
Yeah, it is a take on, like, the Holy Ghost. Like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
thing.
But I mean, it's...
But yeah, it's funny. People are... A lot of people are pointing out to them, why is it called Ghost? What is that? So, Trish says... Or Trisha, I should say. Trisha says...
Trish the Dish.
No! Absolutely not! The world is going to hell in a hang basket.
Hang basket.
She says hang basket.
All right.
Because we are throwing morality out the window. This country is founded on Christian principles.
Oh, God.
She spelled it very weird. Principles. Not satanic.
Satanic principles?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's always the funny thing is that... America's whole thing was basically brought about for religious freedom or, you know, freedom from being, you know, forced into a religion.
I mean, a lot of the founding fathers were deist.
Yeah.
They weren't atheists. They had this whole deism thing where it was like a lot of the clockmaker theory that Newton came up with where it's like there could be a creator and they just let everything stay in motion. Some of them did fall on the slightly agnostic side.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson wrote the Jeffersonian Bible, where he took out every aspect of the supernatural. See, when people say this, I think what they do is they have it mixed up with the earlier roots of America, which were the Puritan roots.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny, they were escaping from religious persecution in England. And then they came in because they were super hardcore.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the word puritanical from.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say our country's founded on that, it's like, and then they reference the founding fathers, it's like, they clearly set up separation of church and state for a reason.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because they knew people were crazy.
Yeah. Back then. So we're cool. So
that were awesome.
Dan says Halloween is of the devil.
Okay.
This proves that Colbert, like all Catholics, support one master, Satan.
Wait.
Yeah.
Read that again.
Halloween is of the devil. This proves that Colbert, like all Catholics, support one master, Satan.
Okay.
Okay.
Protestants
in history really hated Catholics.
But damn.
When JFK was elected.
Oh, no, I remember, yeah. Well, I wasn't there.
You were alive.
My dad remembered.
Yeah, they fucking hated him because it was like, a Catholic, he's going to answer to the Pope. And also, there's this huge thing where.
That everyone answers to the Pope.
Not only that, there's certain sects of Christianity or Protestants where they think that Catholics are really serving the devil.
That's weird.
Yeah. And if you go back historically, Catholicism actually is one of the first sects of Christianity.
Yeah.
All the others kind of broke off from it, and it morphed from there. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so Stephen Colbert, like all Catholics, he has one master, the devil.
I thought if he threw in liberals in there, I would just be like, okay, that's that's par for the
liberals,
course.
Liberals totally worship Satan.
We already know that.
So Lori says, hell no. And yes, this country was founded on Christian values. That is how it flourished. Since we started stepping away from those values, this country has declined into everything but debt.
No. Okay, yeah. All right, they're trying to be funny with their... Okay. Look. This country's always been kind of weird.
I think the notion that once we started becoming more of a secular nation, because, okay, to be honest, and it gives credence a little what they're saying, for a long time, the United States was more Christian-based.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? When seeing people deny that, saying, you know, we're not a Christian nation, it's like, you know what? For a majority of time, we were.
No, I don't think...
Slowly, it became more secular.
Yeah.
Right now, we're at this tipping point where it's like, it's...
Ooh. The world's becoming a lot more secular.
Yeah, too. So... But to say that things have gotten worse since it's become secular is complete bullshit.
We're not looking at the statistics of the nation now.
It's not just
grown.
It's not just that. It's like secularism has led to a lot of advances in science. It's led to a lot of advances in healthcare. It's when you take religion out of the equation of how to run and govern things, it does help because you end up not excluding people based on their faith.
Yeah.
Which is good for all people of all faith as well. So, I mean, secularism, yeah, it's... us not being Christian, all it's done, as us not being a Christian nation, all it's done is essentially helped everyone. So, it's not... we haven't gone worse. It just... her problem is, well, now we're not on top anymore. We're not king shit anymore.
Yeah.
So, Jude says...
hey, Jude.
Ghost Dad was good, clean fun. Real Christian entertainment. Bill Cosby did nothing wrong. Have the real ghost on here, not Satan's band.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with Ghost Dad.
It's a horrible movie.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's with Bill Cosby.
Yes. Bill Cosby is late to work one day or something, and he catches a taxi. Or his daughter borrows the car, so he catches a taxi, and a Satanist is driving the taxi,
who's
being insane. And then Bill Cosby wants out, so the taxi driver stops at the edge of like a bridge, and then Bill Cosby, the taxi falls into, and so Bill Cosby's a ghost, and
he's helping.
Only his people can only see him when he's in the dark. They can't hear him unless he talks a funny way.
That's weird.
This
sounds like a horrible
movie. It turns out he's not a ghost. His soul can just leave his body. He's got a special power, and then he ends up jumping back into his coma body.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie.
You know what, Jude, you're wrong.
No, my question is, Jude doesn't want the band Ghost. He wants Ghost Dad on there.
Cosby did nothing wrong.
Yeah. So
Jude, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Cosby will just stand on stage going, I'm the Ghost Dad.
You should drink this. It'll make you feel good.
So Robin says,
I don't know what voice that was. I just did.
Robin says, I am growing weary. My body is physically sick. I had to stay off of Facebook most of the day and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us spiritually and physically and mentally to stand against this evil and Stephen Colbert.
You know, that is something I never considered, is that if you are religious and you think of everything as like some sort of will of God or some act against God,
yeah,
seeing everything going on in the world must kind of fuck you up to some extent.
I never
considered that for some reason.
I also think the making prayers, like making wishes, is weird. Which is
I'm not
wishing for her to be saved from Stephen Colbert, which is a weird thing to say. But
that's a hell of a thing that you could pray for.
So Stephen says, I don't know about everyone else out there, but I feel a great tension building, and not just in the world, but mainly in this country. I've been saying for a while, it is no longer about parties, but about the believers versus the non-believers. Everything is being twisted into lies to further his dark agenda. Sadly, I don't think things will be calming down, and everything, eventually, something is going to break. This ghost thing is the first step.
Oh my goodness. And it's like, okay, like, again, it's a band.
Yeah, no, this is good.
I thought, isn't like Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath, weren't they the big devil bands?
No, this is like the movie thing of this is the end of, like, this is the end of movies.
Yeah.
This version
officially
of that.
America is
this band has officially destroyed America.
Yeah.
But people said the same thing about Britney Spears. They said the same about Christina Aguilera. It's like every musician or act. They said the same
Aguilera,
thing about,
really?
Yeah. Elvis Presley, they said the same thing.
You know what? I want to see a movie where someone actually has all these people as like agents of the devil. Because that'd be awesome.
So Cassandra says, Revelations, it's written this way. No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
All right.
I've read Revelations. Nowhere do they mention Stephen Colbert and the band Ghost playing. I would like if they did. That'd be kind of funny.
The angels are all trimming their wicks or something.
And lo came the Colbert.
Yeah, just descending from... oh, ascending from hell.
And
I
he gave
say.
News of the, of the minstrels who would play with a dark pope.
That's great.
So John says, I used to listen to Kiss when I was young. When I was young, then I realized that they were agents of the devil. To this day, they do nothing but bring evil and turn children against God. This rock group seems to be the new Kiss, but they are hiding behind the Halloween makeup and talk shows. Kiss stood for Knights in Satan's Service. Ghost might stand for something more. Perhaps, and this is just my idea, Glory Highest of Satanic Truth. Read between the lines. I did before it was too late. Please save yourselves and your children.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let me think about this. If rock and roll is the devil, and if you want to rock and roll all night
and party every day,
yeah, that means that the knights do belong to Satan then.
Yes.
This guy is onto something here. I do agree with him then.
Yeah, and Ghost, we now know what Ghost actually stands for. Glory Highest of Satanic Truth.
I did not realize he made an acronym. That is amazing.
Oh, no, yeah.
I did not realize that.
He actually created an acronym. Ghost.
Glory Highest.
Glory Highest of Satanic Truth.
All right. Now I know. Now I'm not going to listen to these.
So here's the final one. This is from Todd.
All right. The Todd.
Not a fan of Ghost, but I'm not sure why you're calling it satanic. Swayze goes to heaven at the end, and the other guy goes to hell. I guess Whoopi Goldberg kissing Demi Moore with him inside her is a little sinful, but it's still the right message. Is Colbert going to show clips, though? This confuses me. Maybe it'll be groundbreaking. Okay, so either this is a joke, or it's a guy who just read the headline
and said, oh, God, what?
And just thinks, like, Ghost is going to be on...
Okay.
How are they going to do that?
It's a two-hour movie within, like, a one-hour
like,
variety show.
Like, to be honest, this is probably a guy joking.
Yeah.
But I want to...
Because I've made that joke before.
I want to believe that this is just, like, a nice, like, almost naive kind of guy who just read the headline and was like, Ghost... How are they going to do that?
But yeah, that's a good thing. I don't know why you're all
so
angry.
They're going to play clips all the episode?
Ghost was a good guy.
And I love he's like, he says that Demi Moore kissing Whoopi Goldberg was a little sinful, though. So
the fact that they cast her just to... It seems like they did it just to have that scene.
No, they didn't do it just for that scene.
But it just seems like...
That's... alright, so what do you have?
Alright, so in Riverside, California, well, in that area, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the images.
This
family essentially set up what looked like a fucking horror show as their, you know, their setup.
You
got dead baby dolls and, you know, like, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a little unnerving if you're not used to looking like that, but it's like, it's Halloween.
People do that. They put on their shows in front of their houses. Their decorations, yeah.
I mean, I've never gone beyond just, like, pumpkins
but,
and gravestones.
But it's normal.
Yeah.
It's part of the...
It's Halloween. Yeah. What are you going to do? People in the neighborhood, however, were not as receptive to it.
There goes the neighborhood.
There it goes, yeah. One night. And the whole thing's ruined. But people on the internet... were green with this neighborhood.
Oh wow, they were
a lot. There was a decent amount. There was other people also going
because I just saw the pictures and I was like, yeah, it's pretty gruesome. But yeah. I mean, like,
so here we go.
The main thing that people object to, right, was the little boy. Like
there, it was just everything. But there is a little boy who looks like he's impaled on
because that's the main image I saw. And
yeah,
on the news when they did a brief thing of it. I didn't really listen. I
saw it and they censored it.
They censored a fake dead body?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. All right.
So yeah, I got a few comments on here. This is disgusting. I've not been this disturbed since I was at my grandmother's house and had to watch her die in front of me. What is going on with this country?
I'm glad you rank this up there with watching your grandma die. Haunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's interesting.
Looking at this right now, I can see they put a lot of effort into this. I could appreciate that. However, this goes against what the county of Riverside stands for. I will not support them in any of their future endeavors.
What does Riverside stand for?
It's a county.
No, but like, what is it?
I have no idea. I mean, it's got a college.
I don't think they have like
a motto or something like that.
UCR is a party school.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeez. No, it is a party school. Yeah. I'm not saying partying equals Satanism, but I mean,
this isn't even Satanism. This is just like decorations that are brutal.
Speaking of Satan.
Okay, of course.
This is horrible. If they go any further with this, I am sure that this will be a hellmouth for Satan to rise from.
So they're going to create a Buffy situation. There will be a hellmouth because of decorations, and there will be a school built on it, and a bunch of children are going to have to fight vampires and monsters every week.
Actually, this sounds cool.
But Buffy.
Yeah. Let's get the Hellmouth thing in Riverside going. All right. I want to see a Buffy. Okay. Real life Buffy. Why are they doing this? I understand freedom of expression. That's all fine and good. But still, there's got to be some standards for how we present children. How we present children.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fake.
I'm partially convinced a lot of these people think these are real, like dead kids.
It's a fake.
Yes.
It's a fake! Yeah, it's... It's real!
Yeah, that's them. That's them.
It's real!
And everyone else is going, it's a fake! Yeah, no, I mean, they're clearly just dolls. You know, they're... I mean... Yeah, I mean... What do you do? And later on, actually, with the story, someone like cut down the dolls and left them a note saying that, you know, this is un-American.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. How can you do this to dolls? I just don't understand it. When I was a child, we took care of dolls. And the dolls were our friends.
Okay.
They would talk to us and be special to us. But now you are here impaling dolls? How can you do this? How can you?
I love that the objection isn't like what everyone else is objecting to. Their objection is they're dolls. Why would you? Like, that is... Like, it's like every now and then I'll see comments like, okay, this exists. There's people who are against carving pumpkins because they believe pumpkins should not be disgraced like that.
Disgraced.
Like, you shouldn't, like, defile pumpkins.
But, I mean, you open them up and you can eat the inside.
No, but you shouldn't, like, make them into, like, decorate. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Here it is, guys. This is definitely the place I want to be for Halloween. This is probably one of the coolest looking decorations. If I were here right now, me and my girlfriend would do some really, really fucked up things on this lawn.
And now we have the weird other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
The people who are like, I'm too brutal, guys. I would have sex in front of all these decorations.
Yeah, and it's like they're thinking this is like a graveyard.
It's like people who fuck in the cemetery. It's like, stop. There's dead people under you. Come on.
Yeah, show a little respect for the dead.
Yes.
All right. Last one, and it's kind of like that last one.
Right.
How amazing this is. I see these things, and I am very happy. All these horrible-looking monstrosities on this lawn, it makes me proud to be a member of the Halloween community. It is truly a sight to see. Then I think of how Toy Story ended, and I can no longer support how these dolls are being treated.
What the fuck? That took a weird turn.
Yeah.
What?
I guess because the dolls are dying, he thinks they'll be dying like in Toy Story.
I mean, it's proven in Toy Story if a toy gets its armor buffed, it doesn't die.
No.
Yeah.
In fact, he doesn't feel pain.
Yeah. Toys don't feel pain. That's weird. Yeah, that's a very strange comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my last one. It's just a bizarre...
All right.
A bizarre situation with this whole thing. I don't know.
Okay, so going into our last of the Halloween, I don't know what to call it, the Halloween the markings of Halloween, the things that make Halloween Halloween. be it products or games or whatever. Let's see what people are saying about these things. That's what we've been doing every month. This week, since it's Halloween week, we are featuring two, one today and one on Wednesday, as opposed to just today, that are significant towards Halloween. So for today, we have trick-or-treating.
Okay.
So
it's fun. It's a fun activity for kids.
What I looked into was videos on how to trick-or-treat.
Okay.
The history of trick-or-treating, videos of people trick-or-treating, just anything involving trick-or-treating.
Right.
Nothing from the movie Trick or Treat. There's a lot of videos for that, but I try to find as much as I can.
You had to remove the O to in order just to get the
I mean,
videos.
I looked around and I got some stuff. So it's not a lot, but it's I'd say it's interesting. So Blue Whisper says, "Beggar's Night is what they call it here, and each town and city will choose a day of the weekend closest to Halloween and allow kids from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to trick-or-treat. The kids all go to the homes closest together in the main parts of town, avoiding hills or everything that will slow the collecting of candy down. Some older folks will drive to the center town and give our candy from cars, trunk-or-treat, so they can be part of it. Sadly, many will give out ads and business cards, as well as Christian tracts instead of candy." Okay, this one isn't insane. This one, I just kind of want to... It gives a good talking point.
Yeah.
A
nice southern gentleman.
What the hell do you think of trunk or treat? What are your thoughts on that? It's because it's exploding.
Okay, so what is it exactly?
So
they drive to the center of town,
people,
right?
People go to... And it's not just centers of towns. It's like...
Parking lots. And
parking lots. Be it grocery store parking lots. High school parking lots. And... They give out, kids go to the parking lots and just walk, from car to car and get candy from the back of trunks.
Okay, here's the thing. As two kids from the 90s, and I guess from any time in the past 30 years or so, it's been pretty heavily drilled into
it
us.
Seems like
do not accept candy from a stranger in a car, right? And not to say that this is just
it's not.
And I'm not saying that.
Because you're with your parents.
But if I'm breaking it down in my head, it does seem similar.
See, my problem is it seems like after the aughts happened, after,
9/11.
No, after 2010 and stuff. My problem is it seems like Halloween trick-or-treating is being whittled down. So it's like there's a lot of parents who don't want to take their kids house to house anymore.
Yeah.
And it's become like a nationwide thing where it's like, well, we'll take them to the mall or we'll take them to the grocery store.
Have you ever done a mall trick?
No.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
We'll take them to the grocery store and they'll go aisle to aisle.
What?
They have that where in grocery stores, in every aisle someone has candy and the kid will,
That is weird.
But now there's even, it feels like it's being downgraded even more into like, well, you're just in a parking lot, and there's cars, and
okay.
So now it just seems like instead of the fun adventure aspect or the fun like,
well, let's see how they did their house this year.
Go house to house.
Yeah.
It seems more just like this is the day you get candy. So who cares about all the other aspects? Let's just give them candy, and it feels like, I might be going in slippery slope territory here.
Yeah.
It feels like in 10 years or 20 years we can get to the point where it's just like, let's just give kids a bag of candy. Like, parents just give their kids a bag of candy on Halloween.
I know someone who had that happen to them. you might not be wrong. I thought you were going to say something like, let's go on Amazon and then the drone will drop off like a big bag
See,
of
it's just,
variety
it's
candy.
It's weird. I mean, part of me, what I like about Halloween was the whole, it is that aspect of like kids exploring the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, it's that trek.
Yeah.
It's that trek kids take where it's like...
It does remind me of, like, an old school kind of... Not old school, but, like, kind of like Spielberg-esque Goonies kind of thing.
Well,
where
I mean,
you go on adventures with your friends.
I mean,
you know,
and when you're little, every year it gets bigger. Because when I remember being really little, it was, like, just the block. And then once one block becomes two blocks...
Yeah, by the time you're, like 12, you can basically, like, travel your whole neighborhood. If
yeah,
you're, you
the
know.
Neighborhood. And then, like, you can even... walk a little bit further or like there's things like that, but making it to where it's just trunks, it just feels like the kids will just walk from car to car and then it's like, okay,
we're done,
you got your candy,
we did this in like 30 minutes, we're done.
It takes away the adventure, takes away the spirit of Halloween.
You know what, and if you look at the way it sounds to me like it's a factory. Like, it's just a line of people just getting...
Here's your candy. Here's your candy. Yeah. Here's your candy.
That's not fun. Like, to me, that's not fun.
It's fun going up to a door, ringing the doorbell, screaming trick-or-treat, and there's that mystery of, like, okay, are they going to open the door? And when they open the door...
What are they going to give us?
What's the person going to look like? Like, are they going to be wearing a spooky costume? Like, are they going to have strobe lights in their house or something? Like, people would always do stuff like that, but now it's like... But then again, like, people are not even, like, giving out candy at their homes anymore.
Yeah.
Like, so many lights you see just turned off. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, I live in an unfortunate area where we kind of live on a hill. So it's kind of hard for kids
to come get to us. It's like before, like, because you said when you were young it was different. Like, the people would actually put an effort still.
I remember.
Just everywhere, even in areas where it's like, my neighborhood seems like the perfect neighborhood for trick-or-treats.
Oh, yeah. Your neighborhood reminds me of, like, the Poltergeist neighborhood, kind of.
Well, it's like old school farmhouse housing type stuff. Like, yeah. In the 70s.
But I don't know. Is your area crowded?
A lot of people turn off their lights now.
That's sad.
It's been happening more and more. It's like,
is Halloween on a downturn here?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that.
It could just be a trend.
I'm hoping the next generation, like, that's our generation.
Yeah.
I hope that we bring it back somehow. But we'll see.
I do feel like this new generation of parents that are coming out, they like dressing up their kids in nerdy shit. But you always see that.
I hope trump or treating doesn't remain a thing.
I have no problem with it in certain neighborhoods where it obviously facilitates, like, that sort of thing. That's fine.
I'm okay with it if it's like a... If it's a pre-Halloween thing, like, for a school party.
Or if it's for, like, preschoolers that can't...
Yeah, that's...
Cannot,
whatever.
You know.
Don't replace Halloween with trunk-or-treats or mall Halloweens and stuff like that. I mean...
Even mall Halloweens, like, I don't like them, but I can give credence to them.
Yeah, I mean, your neighborhood is, like... Even if it's an apartment complex, like, kids go... Like, that's the thing. They go through their apartment complexes. It doesn't matter what type of housing. Like trailer parks, they do the same thing. Mobile homes... But to take it out of the house aspect or, like, the dwelling aspect, because it's the point is, like, you're going from a dwelling to dwelling, where people live and breathe, and it's like, it's this really organic, nice thing, and to make it just like this, like you said, like a factory, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, and it discourages people from dressing up their houses too.
Yeah, and it's like it gets rid of that feeling of fun. But
and also, I don't know, taking candy from people in the back of a car just seems weird to me.
It is kind of strange. But
yeah.
All right, so now moving on to a different comments. So Theodore says, "It may look like a trick or treat to some, and some kids buy costumes. I assume many of the costumes say Halloween costume on the package. I think this is wrong. I was told some people hand out gospel tracts to also celebrate Christmas with tree all in the sanctuary. I was told there is nothing wrong with it. I disagree." Does your brain hurt too?
A little, yeah. I think I get what he's saying, and I might agree, I think.
I don't know if he's for or against... I don't understand.
Okay, so is he against, like, people just buying a costume package?
I don't know, because at the end he says he disagrees.
Okay.
But...
You know what? If he's against chick tracks and all that, I'm with
him.
Or
is he?
I don't know. It sounds like he is.
I was told some people hand out gospel tracks. They also celebrate Christmas with tree all in the sanctuary.
You know what? This guy's insane, but can I just say I don't like getting chick tracks?
Oh, no.
And they're awful.
Yeah, they're... Poo on you if you give those out.
Yeah.
Courtney says, "Why am I watching this channel? It's addicting." And then she writes the number 5.
Okay. What was the channel?
It wasn't a channel. It was a video.
Oh. But there was something on there that must have been...
There was one video, and it was it was about trick-or-treating.
Well, okay.
Yeah. She wrote the number 5. Yeah. I don't know. So, DeSolace79 says, "I was begging my dad to take out, but now I don't want any more. I didn't know. I never trick-or-treat."
That sounds a little disturbing if you take off that last sentence. let's just walk away from that one.
Chad says, "Ghost? Ghost Caldare, pleased."
Get him back with those Christian people. They might agree with what he has to say.
Strom, not Storm Angel, Strom Angel, says, "Ha ha! You got canned goods for me, you dumb bitch! Ha ha!"
So I'm guessing this person is poor or homeless and managed to get a hold of a phone or a computer and said that, you know, like the food for the homeless thing, they like, yeah. UNICEF, I think, yeah. Also. And it's like, yeah, you got the food for me or so. I don't know, like, what's going on?
Santos says,
oh shit,
it's super, super, very super good for me.
I guess it is.
Super so good for me. Teakman 367 says, they gave me prostitutes.
Who did?
I don't know.
I want to find that Teakman, house. I want to find that house.
They gave him prostitutes. Jeez. So Karina says, hey, BB, sheep, sheep, ram, cow, ram, ram, bear, bird, rabbit, help me, sheep, boat, mountain, house, house.
I'm scared for this person. You always find one like that, and I don't know, like...
I love that there's such a weird, like, but then help me is thrown in there somewhere.
That's an animal.
So Clark says... Tomato! Tomato!
What's going on? What is wrong with these people?
And then the final one. So this is what trick-or-treating is, I guess. Leland says, no, not ghosts! Please! Trick!
What is wrong? What is going on with these people? I do want to know, like, because you're finding so many like this.
Yeah.
There's got to be something going on.
No, it's just people on mundane videos.
Are bizarre.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's Star Trek or Treating comments for, I mean, there's more, but that I didn't collect more, but.
All right.
So then you have something for me to close this out.
Okay. So Wrestling Corner is coming here. This one's a little different though. As always, you know, death is a part of life. It's, you know, death is kind of a part of Halloween too, to some extent. It's a common thing. The Rock, you know The Rock, right?
Yes, the wrestler, The Rock. Yeah.
Popular guy.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
big movie star if you're not familiar with his wrestling career. He had a dog recently. He adopted a puppy.
Okay.
The puppy's name was Brutus. And it fell into a pool, and he had to go rescue it.
Yeah.
And he eventually saved it from drowning. So, and everyone's like, oh, that's good. It turns out, like a week later, the puppy ate, like a poisonous mushroom.
Oh, no.
And it died.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, he felt sad about it. He posted
okay.
It.
That's not good.
People were obviously sad, too, for The Rock. You know, as losing a dog.
Yeah.
Sad.
Okay.
A pet, anyway. Yeah. Sad. Other people can be
a bit dickish. Please about don't it. Tell me. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Here's a few more. Having poisonous mushrooms could have killed anyone, even his kids. He has gardeners. I know someone who ate lasagna and died from organ failure.
Okay, I don't think this person knows that. It's not the lasagna that killed
him. No, the lasagna got him.
Well, you can't be allergic to, like, lasagna. That's not, like... Or get organ failure from lasagna. This person probably just ate shitty and... Or...
Yeah. These aren't all malicious, but...
That's weird.
But some of them are. I should have prefaced that.
He ate lasagna and his organs failed. Okay.
Sorry, Rock. Unfortunately, that dog had a death wish. These things happen sometimes. Yeah. A dog had a death wish.
Okay.
What the fuck? This is news? Liberals are insane. This is on people.com, by the way.
What does this have to do with liberals?
I don't know.
Okay.
He was also expecting news on People. People magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last week it fell in the pool. This week it ate a mushroom. Another accident, he says in quotation marks.
It's conspiracy.
Yes. Dwayne Johnson and Lauren Haitian, that's his wife. These two villains can't even take care of two puppies. They should not be having a baby. If the puppy's death is any indication of what type of parents they'll be, then God help that child. Oh, he should have stayed with his ex-wife, Danny Garcia. She's got several dogs, and none of them have died under her care. And she's a great mom.
Okay.
And then someone responded to that. The Rock already has a child, you fucking waste of sperm.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Here we go. It's a damn dog. Get over it. Okay. In China, Cambodia, or Vietnam, it'll be an appetizer.
Oh,
yeah, it's doing that whole thing.
And this is a guy who's trying to be tough and cool, and yeah, then he's being racist.
Even though people in China and Vietnam, they also own dogs and keep them as pets. Yeah. No, don't keep going with old stereotypes. That's awesome. Gives a whole new meaning to the slang term "dog gone."
Why?
That's a slang term, by the way. Doggone.
Yeah, doggone. Yeah. Save your doggone soul. Yeah.
The dog told him wrestling was fake. And the Rock snapped and gave him a rock bottom, the people's elbow, and even the Stone Cold Stunner, and killed him. Also, he gave him the pedigree. Not the dog food, LOL.
I love that they make a joke, but then they add another joke, like a corny joke on top of their joke. Okay.
So yeah, the dog, you know. Rest in peace, Brutus. You are flying with the Undertaker now.
What the fuck? Wait. Flying with the Undertaker?
This is going back to that other guy who said... Fly into the sun, you Undertaker.
Okay.
I feel like.
Okay. Fly with the Undertaker.
Okay. You guys, Brutus the Barber Beefcake is dead. That's it.
Wait. What's with wrestling fans starting off their comments with "you guys"?
I don't know.
I've noticed that. That's like a common thing.
Well, I think because they're trying to address everyone, we're going to let you know "you guys." And... this is the last one I have.
All right.
This one was from...
Bring it on home.
This one was from 420 Chan.
Oh, no. Here it goes.
This is from Woo.
Oh.
LOL. I am glad to hear this. This is what The Rock deserves. Looks like the Rock market just crashed. Looks like his dog accidentally ate a bar of Rocklet. What makes this even sweeter is that Dwayne is entirely at fault, and this death is entirely on his conscience and forever will be. He knows he should have cleared his garden of mushrooms, but he didn't do it. He probably saw the mushroom, and instead of just quickly getting rid of it, decided to cut a 20-minute long Rock concert about the promo, using the same three catchphrases while comparing it to children's candy and waiting for the imaginary commentary team in his mind to guffaw at his shit. He probably got distracted with something that trying to rhyme with poopy Oreos for his song, and his dog came and ate the mushroom while it happened. Why don't you clear your garden, Dwayne? You usually love digging things up, like you dug up all of your jokes from the late 90s when you came back for an epic run with the WWE title. Just thinking about your giant meathead hand holding the dog's paws and fades away faster than your stamina levels in a WrestleMania main event makes me laugh. Unlike your feud with Cena, this death will actually only happen once in a lifetime. I am just glad that the lifetime it happened was in mine.
What? Say, I don't even get that.
He's just being a mean old man.
I don't know what the hell to do with his dog. I don't know what the hell to do with him.
I think he was very bitter that The Rock came back.
That was just a lot of...
He just decided to be very mean about his dog.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up Halloween... spookiness.
Rest in peace, Brutus.
You flying with the Undertaker.
Yeah. Don't bury him in a pet cemetery.
All right, so to bring things back. Wow. Okay.
I feel a little defeated.
So to bring things back to the beginning. Who else thinks that when he talks about the lullaby, that kid that he is talking about is most probably dead now, and along with the mother? Call me weird, but I find that fucked up. Do you want a hint?
Sure.
The song's from the 40s.
Enter Sandman? No, I'm sorry. Mr. Sandman.
The 40s.
No, that's earlier than that.
Or it's the 30s. 30s or 40s.
Okay, then I don't know.
Come on, take a guess.
Minnie the Moocher.
This, what you're listening to, is Henry Hull and Val Rosling with Hush, 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 Here Comes the Boogeyman.
What is this song even about? What is that?
Children, have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say shoo shoo and stick him with a pin. Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Tell him you've got soldiers in your bed, for he will never guess that they are only made of lead. Say hush, hush, he'll think that you're a...